Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Me'id and Anu B'ish Ploni, Shulchayiv Malkos Arbaim. They testify, put in the we form, we testify about a certain person that he is obligated to get Malkos Arbaim, 40 lashes for whatever the Aveira, many Aveiras have that penalty. The name is Zomin, and then again, in all our previous Mishnayos so far, the previous two, they are found out to be Zomin. Lokin Shmonim, they will receive 80 lashes. Because of the veir of thou shalt not testify false witness against a friend. Because of the principle we keep on talking about, that we do to the plotting witnesses what they plan to do. That's Rabbi Meir's sheet. You only get 40 lashes. A new principle now. Mishalshin really means we divide up from Lashon V'Shalosh, but it's a way of saying we divide up evenly a penalty of money, but we do not divide up evenly a penalty of Malkus. So to speak, if there are three witnesses and they're going to receive lashes because of their plotting, they'll each get the full penalty of lashes, but they could divide up a monetary penalty. Ketzad, how is that the case? If they testify that he, Reuven, is chayv to his friend 200 zuz, v'nim suzomin, and they're found in his own. Min Mishal Shemini, and they could divide that in between them. Avoime Yidu Shuchayev Matos Rabbayim. But if they testify that someone is obligated to get 40 lashes, Venim Suzomin, Kol Echav Echalok Rabbayim, each one will get 40 lashes. So let's see here in the Rav. Mishum Lo Sa'ane, according to Rabbi Meir, there are two Makoros here for each for getting 40 lashes. The first one is Lo Sa'ane, Sheyare, behold, Kishi Ev Shalakai Be'edim Vasis and Lakash Zom, and when we cannot fulfill the Pasuk to do to him as he planned with the Edim, like our case, the first case in the Masechta of testifying about a person that is a Ben Gerusha. Then they got lashed. Why did they get lashed? Because of testifying falsely. They were not getting lashed from the Asisim Lokash Zomam because we couldn't fulfill that verse. They were only getting from Losane. So here there is still the Losane. There's still the fact that they broke that. They did that aver of testifying falsely, and you can fulfill the reciprocal penalty. Lokim Shonah, they should get 80. Bein Halacha K'rei Meir. Halacha is not like K'rei Meir, though. It's like Chachamim. If I'm not mistaken, I think Gemara comes out the same thing as in the previous Mishnah, that we learn out from K'dei Rishoso. We learn out from only one penalty be given for an evil act. You can't get two for that. And so the Chum say, they just get 40 lashes. And then we said a new rule, Mishal Shem Mamam, Enim Zom Mishachayim V'tashlumin, have to pay. They pay the money according to the number of witnesses there are. If there are three and they were found out to be plotting, each one will pay a third. That they wanted to make the defendant lose that. You don't have that each of the Edom gets a third of the penalty of Malkus. Each one gets 40. We have to fulfill the idea, the precept of the reciprocal penalty of doing them as he planned. Each one planned that the defendant should get a full set of lashes. However, money combines. When each one will give a third, the defendant will have received what they were trying to make him lose. Amongst all of them. The issue is that Makos does not divide. You can't say that anybody got the full penalty, even if you add up 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 10, let's say you won't get to 40. I heard once explained, because Malkus is an exponentially more painful lash. Each one is after the previous lash. So adding together the numbers doesn't equal the penalty as it should have been meted out. That's the explanation I heard. It's not before you're in the Rav anyway. That's what I heard. Says Mishnah Dalet, Eina Edim Nasim Zomin Achi Yazumu Es Atzmon. The Edim only comes Zomin when they are found to be plotting themselves. She is atman, like made into zomin of themselves. What does that mean? Kate said, Amru, if they send me either I'll be shvoni shahar gafnefesh. They said, we testify that Reuven over here, this person, he killed somebody. Amru lehem, and then it was told to them, meaning, namely, the next group of witnesses who are telling the truth, come in and say, hey, achatem idim, how can you testify about that? Shahi nerag ze, o hahorig, because the victim or the murderer, those two players of the scene, those two people in the case, they were with us at that time. In Elim Zom, that is not called Elim Zom, that's actually called Hachasha. It's called just contradicting previous witnesses, and the case is actually totally thrown out. It's two versus two. It's one witness, one set of witnesses says X, the other one says against X, says Y, so you just throw the whole case out. But if the way that they said to them, the second group said to the first, they said, Hey, Echad Tamidim, how can you testify? Sha'arei Atem Ha'yisim Imanu, you were with us. Osayom Magam Poni. Right? At that day, in that place. They can get killed based on that. So that's what I meant in the beginning of the Mishnah, that you have to mazim es atzman. You have to do something that doesn't disqualify the information being spoken about. It disqualifies the people speaking. Right? You can't have possibly said that. It might be true that Reuven killed somebody. We don't know anything about that. But there's no way you could have seen it. That's the point over here. And that we have this Kaseh Tzikasa. We have the special halacha that we believe the second set. And obviously after checking everything out, we believe the second set and we kill the first set based on this, in this case anyway, based on that testimony. So says the Rav here, Ashizuma Atzman, Shizuma Osam Biske Gufa. You have to mazen them, zomify them, let's translate it. It was something to do with themselves. Lo Biske Hori Vahorig, not the killer or the victim. You know, as far as you also, as the Mishnah went on to explain. Benafkalon Mikra, Viksiv, we learn that from the Pasuk that says, Vihine Eid Shekir Ha'eid. Says, behold, the witness is a false witness. So it's the pasuk seems making a point that not about the testimony, but the witness himself. Ad shia hasheker begufan shel edim. Sorry, it should be ad. Ad shia hasheker begufan shel edim. That's to be to the point that the lie of it, the falseness of it, is in the very body of the witnesses himself, not the information.